Welcome, everybody, to Live with Dr. Carolyn Dean. Carolyn is amazing. She's a doctor, she's a naturopath, she's an herbalist, she's an acupuncturist. She's going to tell you exactly what she would do if she were in your shoes. I can't think of a person who has devoted more time to helping people's health than Dr. Carolyn Dean. She can make a huge difference as you listen to her words of wisdom. We know she's ahead of time because she is the doctor of the future. Welcome, Dr. Carolyn Dean. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Dr. Carolyn Dean Live here on YouTube, Facebook, on X, and on the website platform of drcarolyndean.com. We're so happy that you're with us. I am Jenny Sanders. And yes, some people have accused me of being Dr. Carolyn Dean's number one fan, but I don't care because I really am. Dr. Dean is the world's leading expert. I mean, leading expert, and this is a big world. And so that's quite a claim in magnesium and mineral supplementation. And she's been a leader in the natural health industry for many, many years. She was leading from the womb. She had her little fist up and she was ready to do the great work, the good work that she's been doing her whole life, which is leading people into health, vitality, well-being, longevity, and sanity, people. And today we cleave to Dr. Dean for our medical sanity because it is a crazy world out there with mixed messages and tons of memes that may not be leading you to your ultimate best health. But Carolyn can sort through all of that for you. And that's what we do on this podcast every Monday night. Please put it in your calendar. If you're watching us live, like the live, give us a thumbs up. Let the computer know that we're worth listening to. And we'll ask you to join us again next week and even bring friends, because this is really very important information. You know, we started out the year with the MAHA agenda and pointing out to people how, you know, the government and different factions were starting to align around the idea that we have to protect our health at every level. And that's what we're here to talk about. So welcome tonight, Dr. Carolyn Dean. Yay!
Shall we start with the hearts?
Yes, we'll start with hearts. Why not? Let's spend them. Spend them if you've got them. You bet.
Okay, I'm going to get right to work here. What are we doing? Mini rant. Do I have it?
You do.
I think that comes later. I don't have a rant, Ginny.
Oh, gosh, Carolyn, you always can rant about something.
Okay, so let me just find this rant, because I have to start there. I put it under pros and cons of supplements, drugs, and research.
Okay. Rachel,
if you want to go there, Rachel. So I was watching a podcast with two alternative medicine doctors, Dr. Mark Hyman. We've all heard of him. We started focusing on him a bit when he started working with the SUPCO and their trust score. So anyway, Mark was there with a cardiovascular surgeon who was discussing his heart attack. The podcast was titled, "A Cardiovascular Surgeon Had a Heart Attack. Here's What His Own Tests Missed." So they talked about he didn't measure his insulin resistance, his insulin, his hemoglobin A1C, his glucose, because the focus now on heart disease is sugar. And I talked about that, you know, 50, 60 years ago. I got in big trouble with my licensing body because I talked about sugar on a national Canadian TV show. I know about the sugar problem with heart disease, and they diverted the sugar being a cause of heart disease to it being cholesterol and fat. and that's all turned upside down now. So anyway, they went into all the sugar testing, and what we know about insulin and the pancreas and everything and diabetes is magnesium deficiency is one of the signs of diabetes and pre-diabetes. So there's your magnesium. And then he had some elevation of LDL. That's also a magnesium deficiency. He had very poor sleep. That's magnesium deficiency. Is he talking about magnesium? No. What's he doing for his heart to prevent the next heart attack? He's taking two cholesterol-lowering drugs. Is he taking vitamin C that I talk about now all the time in terms of making the collagen that keeps your arteries healthy so you don't develop cholesterol plaque? Is he taking vitamin C? No. He's taking two cholesterol-lowering drugs, Crestor, which is a statin, and the new PCSK9 inhibitors. This one's called Repatha. Remember, these are doctors that advertise themselves as practicing alternative medicine, and he went for the drugs. They even said, well, people thinking that taking medication is a failure, that's not a good attitude. They say somehow a form of cholesterol digs into the artery wall. And they went into what makes the artery wall vulnerable. And they said, yeah, it's inflammation and the integrity of the inside lining due to insulin resistance and glucose elevation, making the wall weak and susceptible. Nothing about vitamin C, nothing about collagen, and nothing about the lack of lysine and proline, the amino acids that try to take over from vitamin C in a very unfortunate way and are part of the problem. Then they went into all the testing that should be done. And then it turns out that Dr. Hyman has a new company called Function Health with a whole lineup of blood tests. Oh, we're doing 160 of the most comprehensive set of lab tests. Then depending on the tests, a list of supplements are recommended. Instead of REMAG, which has a 9.75 trust score, they're using Dr. Hyman's, he has a pharmaceutical nutritional end of his practice. I'll have to look that up and see what he's recommending. But they even discuss the art and the practice of medicine. And they just expressed that they want to do all the protocol testing and even the medications. And they're not even talking about the basic magnesium, vitamin C, and of course, potassium, omega-3 fatty acids. Now they'll say those nutrients are important, and they probably said so in various podcasts, but they're just focusing on the heart. They want to promote the function medicine test, I think it's called. What did I say? Function Health or something. Function Health. So it's happening with a lot of these alternative medicine doctors and practitioners and podcasters and whatever they call themselves, biohackers. They have circumvented the supplement end of things. They're saying, yeah, you need good sleep, sun in the morning, exercise, good food, good diet, really promoting food and circumventing the supplements because they have found that the synthetic supplements aren't working. And it's because they're synthetics. And magnesium isn't working because they're using laxative magnesium. They never went to the point of making the building block dietary supplements that we all need, making them efficient, highly absorbable, like we have with our minerals being picometer-sized, stabilized mineral ions that are fully absorbed at the cellular level, because the cell mineral ion channels are picometer in size. So whoop, you get the minerals right into the cells and you get the effects. So there you are, Ginny. There's your mini rant.
Well, that's just fantastic. And what I think about Function Health, Carolyn, is that they are basically parroting what you've done with the Maui Reset Study. And this is a 50-year thesis of yours. This was in the center of your heart, the heart of the matters, the matter of the heart. And you've brought this forth over all these years. And of course, they're just now trying to figure out how they can get in gangbusters and capitalize on this trend. But to your point, synthetic supplements, et cetera, never going to work. But our products work great. Very, right. Very effective. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the next commercial, whatever, entry into alternative medicine. You see, years ago when I used to attend some of the big health conferences that turned into product conferences, I met Ginny at one of them in LA or Chicago? Anyway, what happened there, I just saw it so clearly. So many pharmaceutical folks were ditching Big Pharma and coming over to the supplement industry. And one might think, oh, isn't that cool? Oh my gosh. No, they were coming over because the dietary supplement industry is a multi-billion dollar industry now, and they were trying to take it over. And they created a whole marketing scheme that made people want to buy supplements, you know, offer the disease, talk about this horrible disease, and then there's the cure, just like with drugs. So yeah. They're sort of pushing that, they push that model. And then, like I said, they pushed all these supplements there. Next week, I'll talk about an alternative medicine doctor who has a website, and he has 200 different products on it. And he's doing the same thing. You'll see on these, well, we're offering this comprehensive blood testing. And I'm sure it's the epigenetic methylation pathway testing that we did in the Maui Reset Study. So what we did is we took the test that they want everyone to buy. I think the test at True Diagnostics now is like $800. They took, we took the test. We did it ourselves on 10 people and found out that the right kind of supplements that are fully absorbed, food-based, picometer-sized minerals, they can slow your aging by a phenomenal amount. And what it means to me is you don't have to do the test. You just need to take these handful of supplements at a discounted bundle rate. You're getting 7 products that last a month at a time for $230, I think Brian was saying today. So we've got something that's the price of 4 people at a dinner these days that could, well, save your life. And instead of following something like what we're doing, all these other websites, doctors are saying, well, buy our $1,000 membership. You can get all this testing and then we'll tell you what synthetic supplements to take. So they're making money on the lab tests and the supplements, but they're not guaranteeing anything. And it's not that we can guarantee you're going to lose years. I mean, the more stress you're under, the harder it is. But even so, people who are under stress, they really, really want to be taking our REMAG and REMIND and Realign and the other, the D3K2, the Pico Zinc. So, and the vitamin C. So there you have it.
Back to you. Very good. Well, we've got some questions. You want to do blogs or questions first?
Questions.
Okay. Let's do a couple of questions. And first of all, I just have to say, a little love shout out to Nancy in Portland, who has been listening to our show forever. and which is why she's living forever. And she's such a dear friend, and she used to write in all the time to the show, and I've missed her in the last couple episodes, however long it's been. So Nancy, I'm just glad to see you here on the chat line. Okay, here's a question from Erica, and it goes back to testing. I'm thinking of getting some tests for heavy metals, inflammation markers, and mold toxicity just to get clarity on what I do have going on, as I've been diagnosed with MS. It's going to cost me $97. What do you think about that test, Carolyn?
I don't know it. I mean, $97 sounds like a good price. I don't know anything about the testing. I think what people do, labs, clinics do with testing, is they'll test, and I don't know that they'll fudge the statistics, but if anything is positive, then they'll scare people into a big outlay of supplements. I mean, it's like my printer. I buy a cheap enough printer, and then the cartridge, the ink cartridge, is like a third of the price of the printer every time I have to replace a cartridge. So that's what's going on there. And what we know about heavy metals is that giving your body the right building blocks to make the new cells healthy, then as the cells that are holding the heavy metals, as they die, you release. And with mold, you really have to do yeast overgrowth, yeast detox. So we know about that. And as for chemicals, it's the same thing. If you have healthy cells, the chemicals don't have a place to land. In the liver, if you have your food-based methylated bees, low potency, not this high-dose synthetics, then you'll move your methylation pathways for detoxification in the liver. If you have armathionine and taurine, which are sulfur-based amino acids, in real line along with the bees, then you move your sulfation detox pathways, and you take those chemicals and you transfer them into more neutral chemicals that the body can deal with and eliminate. So unless these folks have what we have, then they're not going to be able to move heavy metals, mold, etc. So that's where I'm coming from, where over the years I've seen people doing all kinds of testing, but then they'll be told, oh, you have to do some sort of chelation or some sort of a test, what do they call it, where they give you a chemical to mobilize the toxins and the heavy metals to see how bad you are. And that's caused so many people problems when they do this challenge test. So there's so many ways that after basic testing, they can say, well, now you need this test, and then you need another one. So what we're saying is, we've proven in the Maui Reset study that these nutrients can help on so many levels. We're building out the website now, talking about these various levels of what our 6 month, a very short period, what our 6 month study showed. So anyway, I could go on, but have I covered enough there, Ginny?
Yes, I think so, because the bottom line is, no matter what you need, no matter what you've got in your blood testing, you've got the basic formulas. You know what they are. And some of them have been clinically proven to reverse aging. And if you're reversing your aging, your cells are very healthy. And that means you're not dying or degrading in any way, which is what a chronic illness is. So we would just say, sure, do the test, and then follow Dr. Dean's advice, follow up with the bundle, and just keep going.
Okay. Yeah, if, let me just finish. Yeah. If it's a $97 test, yeah, do your own study. Do the bundle for 6 months and then redo the test and see what's shifted. That would be important information.
Excellent. Wondering if you can, here's a question, Carolyn, wondering if you can open up capsules, your capsules, and put them in the protein shake mix instead of swallowing them. I hate swallowing big capsules.
Yes, you can do that. No problem.
Very good. Yeah. Some people do complain a little bit about the smell of restructure when it hits liquid because there are those sulfur amino acids in there. Carolyn, what do you think about that?
Hold your nose.
There's a practical answer for you. Okay, very good. Nancy said, thank you, Ginny. It surprised me, your comments. I've been with you since 2014 and I just had my 89th birthday in July and I'm doing well. The Achieve Radio days is where I contributed the most. Yes, Nancy, I remember very much from Achieve Radio. It's nice to have you here. Happy birthday, 89 years old. And now you are among all the clinical proof we have of just how well the formulas work. So we're so glad you're with us. Okay, Carolyn, let's talk about some blogs.
Okay, so we've got two blogs going on of late. There's the Dean Diary blog number 4. You can find both blogs at drcarolyndean.com. And this blog, it's about my practice in Toronto. I practiced here for 12 years before moving on to Manhattan. And what I talk about, I attracted two types of people. Half of my patients came to me as their last resort. And the joke going around at the time was being a resort doctor. And the other half just didn't want to have anything to do with allopathic medicine. And they wanted to work with me as a naturopath. So I was working on both ends of the spectrum and I got a lot of experience. And it was even back then that I thought, gosh, if I could just take people, put them on some good nutrients. Because back then, I mean, we're talking about 1979 when I started my practice, a lot of the dietary supplements were still food-based. So we could see beneficial results because they weren't taking synthetics. And I talk about being on the scene when people started coming down with chronic fatigue syndrome. So that was fascinating. I was working with an internist and we were testing people who had chronic fatigue and they were showing T cell deficiencies like we were seeing in the newly, the new epidemic of AIDS at the time. And then that was the 12 years. In 1986 was a time when I went on TV Ontario with Dr. William Crook, who wrote the book, The Yeast Connection. And years later, I met his daughter, and she asked me to finish one of his books, Yeast and the Woman, and answer questions on her Yeast Connection website. So that was a beautiful little circle. And then I talked about learning a homeopathic technique that ended up with me and Bob living in Manhattan running an AIDS and chronic fatigue study. And that was all before I wrote my first book. It was called When You Can't Reach the Doctor. So it's a nice little blog. I'm having fun going through my history, just remembering all the good bits. And I think next week or in 2 weeks when I put out the next blog, that was part of the bad bits when I was attacked for saying true things about sugar on a national TV show in Canada. And then the second blog, Building Immunity from the Inside Out. The basic takeaway from this blog is that in the fall, coming up in a couple of months, when the weather starts to change on mainland, when kids go back to stuffy, crowded classrooms, viruses are exchanged. And if you have a strong immune system, you shrug off the viruses. But if you eat a lot of sugar, you don't get enough sleep, you're stressed out, then your body can't fight off the viruses. And this is especially true if on top of the sugar consumption, you've taken antibiotics and And if you have a lot of stress, which most people do these days, all this makes yeast overgrowth worse. And viruses will land in someone who has yeast. If you're on our formulas, your immune system won't be strong and can withstand viruses. Many, many people have told us that. But if you have yeast overgrowth, then you have to expand your basic Maui Reset bundle to add Floor Revive and Pico Silver. So that's the blogs, Jenny. Okay, Jenny, say words. You're frozen. You have a frozen visage. Frozen.
Yeah. Am I still frozen?
There. Oh.
My hair?
You're sort of twitching.
Oh, wow. How fun is that? Gosh.
So let me just go right to testimonials and questions. Jenny has to come back in. So, Rachel, let's do questions and comments. I have a lot of reviews on RNA Reset. We love the fact that we can put these reviews on RNA Reset. If you're taking any of our products, you can go in there and express what you're going through. Sometimes we have to edit out the conditions, like John is talking about REMAG. He says it has changed his life. He's had heart rhythm issues since 2005. And since taking, now get this, taking a quarter teaspoon of REMAG once a day, they are gone. He said, I read your book and thank God for you every day. Quarter teaspoon, that's 75 milligrams. And, you know, I'd encourage John to take more and see what other miracles it can perform. It's a small amount, but it's so fully absorbed that for people who are doing all the right things but are still magnesium deficient, they might not need a lot. But, yeah, personally, I'd be taking the Pico potassium and, you know, most of the, well, all of the other formulas, which I do. This review is on Pico Pets for Bone Synergy C. This is our bone formula with vitamin C. Michael says, great product. I'm very happy I discovered Pico Pets. It's hard to trust companies, not only for myself in RNA Reset, but also this division for animals. They are our happiness and part of the family. So we need to give them the best we can. So that's a happy, happy customer. Leslie says about REMAG. I take REMAG every night before bed. It's a great formulation and works excellently. Now it's not just for sleep, it's for energy during the day and everything else, and then sleep at night. Adele says, I find the REMAG very useful in my daily life. I'm no longer running on nervous energy. I get through each day with a great level of calm, alert energy. My sleep has greatly improved as well. I mix it with a quart of water and also add some flavor, fruit, cucumber, sometimes a little coconut water. And a review on Pico Pets or Pico Selenite from Michael, who said, I love these products. My dogs have so much energy. I was afraid at first they wouldn't drink it because small dogs are very fussy, but no problems. They drink the water like regular water. I trust these supplements for my dogs as I have trusted RNA Reset products for myself over the years. So yes, every one of our customers with pets should be taking Pico Pets. A review on REMAG and REMITE from Rosemarie, who said, all the products are phenomenal. I've taken them for years. I have had much relief. And REMAG for sport, Kim says, it works really well. I'm struggling with the taste a bit, but thank you. So for the taste, you know, what did someone just say? Coconut water, cucumber, fruit juice. I mix mine. I use Zevia, Z-E-V-I-A, soda, Pellegrino, and lemon. And Michael about Remag and Remite says, these products have made a world of difference to me and my health. Blood pressure perfect, no more palpitations, and kidney distress gone. A review for Remag. Stephen says, magnesium is very important, and as a liquid, it provides better nourishment. I added Remag to my daily routine, and my lab work numbers have been doing much better than when I was taking magnesium as a pill. And Pico Silver from Grace, who said, great product. I use it every day. Last one on Remag from Denise, who said, I love my products. Water just doesn't taste right without my added minerals. So now there's a term. And I just want to say about the taste, there's some noise in the background. I don't know what that is. With some people, there's actually something called a super taster, or someone called a super taster, where they have a lot of extra little taste buds on their tongue. So when they're hit with a, you know, bitter or alkaline, when they're hit with some strong taste, they really feel it. So those are the folks we just say, you know, put in some of our vitamin C berry powder to mask the taste, because you have to get over that taste, because you're dealing with a magnesium that you can't find anywhere else. And back to you, Ginny.
Yes, I can hardly wait to make another announcement about taste, huh, Carolyn?
About what?
About taste, how Remag tastes.
And what do you, oh, okay. No, Ginny, no jumping. No jumping. We've done that too many times.
Okay. Let's see. Now, here's a quick question. I just want one of our Facebook listeners, Patricia, has asked. She said, Dr. Dean mentioned a couple weeks ago that she takes quite a bit of vitamin C, and I'm wondering how she does that. So if you could talk a little bit about the vitamin C reset powder. And I think you also take whole C capsules every day, right, Carolyn?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I'm taking 2 heaping scoops of the vitamin C reset powder. And if you put that in your 2 liters of drinking water, it dilutes it. Excuse me. Every once in a while, I'll just take some plain ascorbic acid powder and work with that. It was just the other day I started thinking, yeah, you know, I used to have nosebleeds when I was a kid. I used to bruise a lot. And so I realized that I've been suffering from vitamin C deficiency along with the magnesium deficiency. So a perfect setup for heart disease.
Okay. I'm going to read this question to you, Carolyn. Okay. So this is Amy. She is a customer and she uses Remag. This is what she's saying. I suffer most nights from neuropathy, burning feet. There's a patch being marketed containing vitamin B12, methylfolate, magnesium chloride, and alpha lipoic acid. Should I add this patch to my Remag routine?
Well, I mean, if you're taking Realign, you're getting your B12 and your folate. And your folate, and you're getting it by mouth. I don't know how well they're absorbed from the skin. Certainly magnesium is well absorbed. And if you're using Remag Balm, you're getting the benefit of a better absorbed magnesium than the magnesium compound. What I do, because I walk so much and my feet get a bit tingly, it's not a neuropathy at all. It's just overworked feet. I'll just rub on a good amount of Remag Balm on my feet, put a little sock on, just an ankle sock, and wear them to bed. So I'm getting treated all night as you would with a skin patch. But I can't imagine a big enough skin patch having enough product to be able to treat a neuropathy. So yeah. I would just keep, maybe increase your Reline, increase your oral Remag, do the Remag bomb. Now, alpha lipoic acid, I've talked about that for any sort of liver impairment. I suppose it would work on neuropathy in terms of just being a detoxifier of whether or not you have chemicals that are driving the neuropathy. And of course, the other thing is to look at yeast overgrowth. If you have had antibiotics, if you when exposed to mold, if you smell mold and are irritated by it, just the basic questions about yeast. Do we have that questionnaire on the website, Jenny?
It is in your yeast book, yes, and I believe the customer service team might still have it. It's mm-hmm. the basic six questions about your history, but also it's in the sugar detox book. So if you're, you know, obviously if you have neuropathy, which is mostly aligned with diabetes, then you're mostly talking about sugar sensitivity. And in the detox book, we talk about the sugar crush, which is what sugar do to your nerve endings, and how to detox from sugar, which is part of Dr. Dean's series. And that is at the website. It's this one right here. One, boom, detox your body, the sugar-free solution. And that's the one with the pretty daisy on it. So look for that on Dr. Dean's website and you can download the whole book. It's got all kinds of strategies to help alleviate that.
Very good. Are we moving on, Jenny?
We're moving on to this next question from Bonnie. And then we're moving on because we've got to keep going. Bonnie, I struggle with iron overload, so I had to stop taking vitamin C, but I realize I still need vitamin C. So how am I supposed to get around this, Carolyn?
Well, with iron overload, I'll just jump to what I know, and I don't know anything about Bonnie's situation, but you need to have copper, which is necessary for ceruloplasm protein, which transports iron and takes it where it's supposed to go. And in I don't know what else to say. I know iron overload people, they'll give transfusions, but you have to make sure you have enough copper before you start dumping your blood to try to get rid of iron. And vitamin C, yeah, it helps the absorption of iron, but I would really look into that a little more. How much is vitamin C involved with absorbing or holding on to iron? I don't have that information in my head.
Very good. And you do get, Bonnie, copper in the Remite multi-mineral product that we have. And we do have Pico Zinc with copper. So if you're using either one of those, you'll want to pay attention to that dosing and then see what the threshold is for the impact on ceruloplasm and all that. I don't think we have that FAQ in customer service anymore, but we might. So look and check in with customer service. She says, I take your zinc and copper. Okay.
Good.
So there you go. All right. Carolyn, article time. Is that where we're going? Where are we going next?
Absolutely. The first article, Rachel, Wegovy linked to rare eye stroke that can cause sudden blindness. Mercola writes about this. And Wegovy is one of the GLP drugs for weight loss. So it's sudden blindness has been reported in GLP users. Wegovy shows the strongest association with a rare optic nerve injury. And men using Wegovy showed the highest reported risk. and they analyzed more than 400,000 users, no, online discussions, revealing that many GLP users frequently report fatigue, low energy, menstrual changes, chills, and hot flashes, symptoms that receive far less attention than digestive side effects. 400,000 discussion. There are millions of people taking this drug. Are there millions of people taking REMAG? No. Why not? Because we don't have a $10 billion or $10 million marketing platform. Real-world patient conversations and artificial intelligence analysis are helping researchers identify emerging drug safety signals much faster than conventional reporting systems alone. I am being sarcastic here. All well and good that they're reporting all these things, but it hasn't stopped the use of the drug due to all the side effects. So why even bother counting the problems? I just don't get it. Years ago, if a drug caused any amount of injury, they would pull it. And your body already produces its own GLP-1 hormone, though, through gut microbes that generate butyrate. And restoring this natural system through better gut health supports appetite control, metabolic function without relying on injections. It's about bowel movements. A few weeks ago, I said that normal daily bowel movements encourage carbohydrate metabolism by intestinal bacteria that produces butyrate. But if you have constipation, you start fermenting protein and produce abnormal metabolites and not the necessary butyrate. So it's got to do with balancing your metabolism, your gut metabolism. And when people say, well, I'm constipated, I need to take a magnesium oxide as a laxative, we say when you take REMAG, you make your intestinal muscles work properly. So the peristalsis moves debris through the intestines naturally, not like a laxative where you flood the zone with magnesium that pulls water in and then flushes out as a laxative diarrhea. And next article, I know Ginny's putting their fingers in her ears. Next article, Jeronel Jenranalon. Golly, look at this word. It's an overlooked driver of healthy aging. I'll just call it GG. Jeronel. It's a naturally produced compound that helps regulate memory, metabolism, inflammation, and cellular repair. But what they say about it, your body makes less of it as you age. And this is the point that is said in every article you'll read. Well, such and such, but you produce less as you age. Oh, such and such, but it's low as you age. But I say that's because we run out of the building blocks, nutrient building blocks, and don't replace them. You just have to give the body the building blocks and it will work on things like this GG. So GG, it helps brain cells communicate, form memories, and adapt to everyday stress. Low GG levels are linked to many of the biologic changes seen in aging. It's made along the mevalonate pathway through the intake of nutrient-dense foods, regular sunlight, exercise, avoiding ultra-processed foods, all the things that I say these biohackers and podcasters are saying, well, you know, we have to have sun and exercise. So anyway, it's how the body stays healthy. Then, of course, there are the GG supplements. You can get a $35 or $70 bottle of Gigi on Amazon. So they leap to the supplements, but what do we do here on the podcast? We ask, how is it magnesium involved in this Gigi compound? Lo and behold, magnesium plays a crucial role in the mevalonate pathway, acting as a cofactor for several enzymes involved in this metabolic process. Specifically, magnesium is necessary for the activity of ATP-dependent enzymes that facilitate the conversion of mevalonate to GG. So there. One more, and then we'll go to Ginny for questions. Oh, this is a big article. Comprehensive effects of magnesium supplementation on cardiometabolic risk factors. Systematic review and dose response meta-analysis. So anyway, I know they're not analyzing REMAG because we just did the one small study on absorption. So they're not talking about well-absorbed magnesium. And they said that evidence regarding the impact of magnesium supplementation on heart risk factors remains inconsistent. So they review magnesium supplements on liver and kidney function, lipid and glycemic profiles, blood pressure, and inflammation. They found 78 eligible randomized control trials. And some of you know I'm writing a book now called The Tarnished Gold Standard of Nutrition Research, because they don't know how to run trials on nutrients. So they found that magnesium supplementation significantly reduced body weight, diastolic blood pressure, insulin resistance, low-density lipoprotein, fasting blood glucose, systolic blood pressure, glycated hemoglobin, that's hemoglobin A1C, lowering all these, all of them, triglycerides and interleukin-6, all compared to controls. And it increases the good cholesterol in the midst of all that. So then they conclude, well, magnesium supplementation was associated with significant improvements in cardiometabolic risk. However, these effects were generally modest and their clinical relevance remains uncertain. So yeah, Lord suffering cats. What the heck more do they want? And you know they aren't using REMAG in their 78 trials. Your results will double what they found when you're using REMAG. So these crazy, crazy people, they will never draw a conclusion. They will say, we need more studies. 78 studies, all these benefits. Why not say, take magnesium? Over to you, Ginny, as I shake my head.
Yes, well, it's what we say every single week. Carolyn, you've been saying a long time, you're on your own. And you have to pay attention to the fact that nobody's looking out for your well-being. Mm-hmm. And once you get that through, you know, your mind, then it'll be like, wow, if really, like there's a huge controversy right now because all of the avocado oil products that were supposedly, you know, seed oil free avocado oil, so healthy for you, are all trash. Yeah. You know, and so here's people, they're trying to do the right thing. They're moving in the right direction and they still can't trust labels, intent, what's being put into bottles. And it turns out that you really have to have a COA and a certificate with a expiry date on a bottle of avocado oil for it to be the real thing. So I'm sure the beef tallow people are very excited about that because that's where it's heading, is mm-hmm. to the tallow world, right? But, you know, it doesn't matter, supplements, all these things, you know, this multi-billion dollar system is not out for your well-being.
No. Let me leap to what I was going to talk about next week, because it's in this whole category. And I did read about the 89% of avocado oils are cut with seed oils.
Yeah,
you just can't trust. So this is Dr. Josh Axe doing a video, foods that quiet inflammation better than supplements. So these are the food people who are, I don't know, they, maybe it's just clickbait. Maybe it's just schizophrenia or quadrophrenia, where they're just taking any side they can to make a video. But in this new directive from the alternative medicine puppet masters, food therapy, sun exposure, exercise, and sleep are what we have to push. And they're pushing it. I see it everywhere. And in the current schizophrenic, quadrophrenic environment, where you hold 2, 3, and 4 contradictory opinions about everything at the same time, and they're touting food therapy now. And Dr. Axe, in the middle of all that, he started promoting his cell peptide book. Mm-hmm. And later on, his home blood testing and consultation service, where he will then sell his potentially ineffective supplement line. And these are the products I looked up. His company, Ancient Nutrition, they have a decent Subco brand trust score of 8.29. Now, our company is 9.25, but they said they're testing roughly 183 to 227 products.
Wow.
Listed or scored on the platform.
Wow.
Now, it may be 183, and then there are different sizes making up the 227. But seriously, we have like 10 products that are lowering people's age by several years. We are not ever going to have 183 products. So anyway, what foods do you have to take to get rid of inflammation and not have to use his 183 supplements? So I'm going to go through them and show how all these foods can be toxic, which will undo their stated benefits. He says fatty fish, you should be eating that. But fatty fish concentrates toxins in the cells of the fish, and then they get into the liver, and then if you make omega-3 fatty acids from fish liver, you have to process those livers with a whole bunch of chemicals to get rid of the heavy metals and toxins. Extra virgin olive oil, it can be adulterated, just like the almond oil. They often mix it with low-quality oils, the seed oils, or even other substances. And this practice is prevalent, I'm hearing, due to the high demand and the high price of authentic extra virgin olive oil, making it a target for fraud. Then he says berries, pomegranate, and tart cherries, but they have to be organic. things like blueberries, they're good too, but they're a high quality, high price item. So they do tend to spray them a lot more than, you know, vegetables,
the corn.
Pardon?
Corn that they're so cheap. They spray corn a lot too, but they do spray a lot on the expensive fruit. Yes.
And corn is GMO.
Yeah.
Soy, corn, this is why foreign countries might not want our products, because we're so GMO. Sorry to say. Then he said number 4, green leafy vegetables and cruciferous vegetables, sprouts. Then he went on about sprouts, and especially broccoli sprouts and sulforaphane, but they have to be organic. I mean, that's why I'm so invested in Ocoa Farms here, because you have to eat organic. So this sulforaphane business, magnesium plays a supportive role in the production of sulforaphane because it's involved in various enzymatic processes that can enhance the metabolism of compounds found in cruciferous vegetables. Then they talked about fermented foods, and yes, they are important for sure, but you have to start with organic. And next was nuts and seeds. He said walnuts, flax, and chia, and pumpkin. And one time he mentioned magnesium was with pumpkin seeds. But many nuts, including almonds and walnuts, are commonly treated with pesticides. But studies show that almonds, walnuts, and hazelnuts often have low or no pesticide residues, while others like pistachios may have higher levels, the softer nuts. I use macadamia nuts here, organic macadamia. And herbs and spices, talked about turmeric, ginger, garlic, rosemary, cinnamon, oregano, and cloves, all great. We grow most of those, but they're a high income commercial product, and they're protected by a lot of chemical synthetic pesticides, which can be avoided with organic gardening. So it goes back to needing to grow some of your own food, like Ginny and Greg do, or associating with a local organic farmer. Very important. So we have chewed up our time, Ginny. We have just...
I wanted to point out another thing that you usually say, Carolyn, about some of those things like turmeric and turmeric, or however we say it, curcumin and all of them, is most of them are coming from China and India, where they're grown in soil that is just disgusting and despicably full of heavy metals. So not only are they not organic, but they are a source of heavy metals. And you really have to pay attention to that. And that includes with coffee and coffee pods and all the rest of it. You just have to be careful from the sourcing of these things. Super Dougie asked a question on the chat line about muscle testing. I posted the link that you like, Carolyn, about the O method, and he hasn't been able to find it, but it's on there. So just scroll back. So here we are, Carolyn. What else do we want to talk about? I guess we have to say goodbye.
I think we have to say goodbye, but
darn.
I'd like to know from the chat if people have been going to the Dear Carolyn Dean website and checking out the new banner and looking at some of the information about the Maui Reset study. We're still building it out. What did Brian say? 264 data points that we're trying to organize, not to tell people to get the blood test, but just to show what we looked at and how people shifted over, you know, that short 6 months. So tell your friends to go there, tell them to keep going there, and tell them to just grab onto that bundle, which is our best discount ever.
And also, let me just say, don't forget the Vitamin C Reset book. It's posted there for you, too. And especially, Patricia, you were writing earlier about vitamin C. It's a great book. Kudos to Dr. Dean and Melody Rose for knocking out incredible information. And also, it's really going to help you understand the role of vitamin C in cardiovascular health. And in today's world, we need all the cardiovascular support we can get. So all of our products are very geared toward that way anyway, but you're really going to love this book. So everybody says they love the blogs about your life, and they love being on the website and all the good things. So, and of course they love learning from you, Dr. Dean, as we all always do. So again, reminder, drcarolyndean.com, go and check that out. Get that book. I'm sure you're already a member, but if you're not a member, boy, goodness gracious, you got to become a member. That is your new place, your new source of truth, as Brian would say. Next is rnareset.com. beautiful website, product redesign, all the things. Check out our blogs. There's lots of great information in those blogs, as well as on Dr. Dean's website. And you also are going to be able to order gifts for your friends there. So you want to really be able to work with RNAreset.com, PicoPets.com. I just love what the precious man said earlier in his review. They are part of our family and they are our friends. And we have to take care of them. And that's what Pico Pets is all about. Have not heard one negative review about those products. Not one. Everybody loves them. They're always surprised at how well they work in the water. They're like, I don't know if this is going to work. And they're like, wow, this really works. You know, so we're so excited about that. Please, please share, share, share. And we're going to be back next week and we're going to be talking about more cool stuff. Right, Carolyn?
Oh, yeah. And let me just say, Michael, what he said was our pets, they are our happiness.
Yes, they are. I mean, Dr. Dean is my happiness, okay? And then my husband, then my pets. But they are definitely in the top three of the happiness of my life. And I agree. Our pets are happiness. That's just great. Well, you guys, thank you so much for being with us. And we're going to be back next week and we're going to do fun things all over again. Like we always do. That's right.
Aloha. Bye,
aloha. Ding, ding, ding. Where's the music? Rachel? There we go.
You have been listening to Dr. Carolyn Dean, the doctor of the future. Become a member of drcarolyndean.com and get access to all her leading edge of creation information, as well as archives, webinars, and other valuable media resources. Join Dr. Dean and Ginny Almighty same time again next week.